Hello, this is your host, Arrington Blackman, and this is the Prep Ball Report. For today's show, I am accompanied by Randy Thomas, Stephen Manrique, Nathan Smith, and Christian Crittenden. For today's show, we will be discussing the CHSL Central Catholic League Division and review picks from last week and make new picks for this week. Now for our discussion on the Catholic League. Randy?
Okay, in the Catholic League, we have the Central Division, UND, De La Salle, Orchard Lake St. Mary's, Catholic Central, and Brother Rice. And in the lower division, or AA division, we have Loyola, Bishop Foley, Gabriel Richard, Notre Dame Prep, and Divine Child. In the Central division, I believe that U of D is going to win this one. With the opponents De La Salle, St. Mary's, Catholic Central, Rice, all of the above, Rice has a contending record of 6-1, but ultimately, I think that U of D is going to win the Central division. And in the lower division, I think the main battle is going to be between Notre Dame Prep and Detroit Loyola, with DeMarco Dickerson at Loyola.
Harvey Caldwell is a pretty good addition, too.
They've been putting up numbers, and the small addition of Pierre Mitchell as well. So I feel like Loyola is going to come out in the lower division and win this one.
Yeah, Randy, I agree with you completely on that. I think U of D has the Central League, and Loyola is a good contender for the lower division. Crit, what are your thoughts?
I have to agree with you guys, but I think one team that could possibly not maybe upset U of D, but can compete with U of D is De La Salle. They have big wins against West Bloomfield and Saginaw High. I do think U of D will win ultimately, but I think De La Salle can compete. And Brother Rice is 6-1 so far. They have a big win over East Kentwood. Well, they only lost it to East Kentwood, which is a pretty good team. But they just have Kevin Hayes, so it'll be interesting to see how their supporting cast helps out. And as far as the lower division goes, I have to give you guys, I got Loyola.
Yeah, I had a quick question. Who does De La Salle have? You say there's going to be a great, good contender against U of D, but I'm not really sure who they have.
All they have, Kevin McKay.
Steven, you know a lot about De La Salle. What are your thoughts?
You said they have Kevin McKay and Jack Valentine. They form one of the most dynamic front courts in the state.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they can. Jack can shoot a little bit, and Kevin can score on a little block for an undersized power forward.
So. Hey, what do you think?
Well, to cut you off, Nate, I think that'll be interesting with De La Salle because De La Salle was the reason or one of the reasons why the two big men couldn't play last year for U of D. So if they meet each other in the Catholic League finals or in the Catholic League playoffs, I think there's going to be a lot of tension in that game. So
the ring is going to be rocked.
I believe they split last year in the regular season.
Yeah, they did split last year. And oddly enough, they played a regular season game and De La Salle cut down the nets. Yeah. After the game, I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, apparently they tied for the division, but
that's really cute.
No shade towards De La Salle. They do have good players, as you all alluded to. But, Nate, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to have to agree with what the majority of you guys have said. Definitely got U of D winning the Catholic League Central. Closely followed, though, by De La Salle and Brother Rice. I think it's going to be more of a competition for really not who wins the Catholic League. I think U of D's got that pretty much wrapped up. I think it's going to be a competition of who gets second.
That's a pretty bold statement there, Nate. I do think U of D is going to win the Catholic League pretty easily. I know they're pretty more focused on the playoffs and the states and stuff like that. Steven, what do you think?
Oh, I forgot to leave out the lower division. I think it's Loyola's to lose. Pierre Mitchell, Daquan Powell, DeMarco Dickerson there at Loyola.
Harvey Cadell.
Foley, they have Antonio Capaldi, Gary Perry. They're off to a 2-5 start, so they could probably make a run in February. Notre Dame Prep's a surprising 6-1. So, what do you guys think?
Quickly back on Foley. How do you think Antonio Capaldi is going to recover off the injury?
Well, he had a strong summer with the Michigan Playmakers. He actually played with her in a few tournaments with Gary Perry, so they have some continuity there. So. It should be an exciting time for Foley right now.
Yeah, so that pretty much wraps it up for our discussion on the Catholic League. Just to review, we have U of D winning the Catholic League, and we're going to take Loyola winning the lower division. Sounds about right.
Sounds pretty good.
And now,
for the review of the picks we had last week. All right, for last week, I went 4-3, a devastating 4-3 once again. Overall, I am now 6-5. I took a bunch of losses last week, but I had 4, so... So Randy, what were your outcomes?
I was, going 3-3.
Oh, in the same boat.
So I'm overall, I'm 6-4.
Crit?
I was 6-1 last week, and I'm overall 10-1 right now, so I'm rolling hot.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah, somebody.
I'm the best picker in
the room right now. That's why. Oh, that's nice.
Steven, how did your picks end up?
I went 4-3. 4-3.
How overall was your record?
7-4.
7-4. I think Steven, oh no, Crit leaves us over.
Oh, Nate, what was yours? You didn't join us.
Yeah, Nate didn't join us.
I was able to make it last week. So
where were you, Nate?
We got a tournament in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I was at a basketball tournament.
And now for the infamous picks of this week. First game being East English over Rouge for me. I got East English by 3.
I say East English Village. Even though Rouge just came off this win, I don't think they're going to match up to East English Village now.
Crit?
I got East English.
East English.
East English.
Oh,
East,
real quick.
East English in a blowout. What are your thoughts,
right? Yeah, my score, I always do the score projections. I say 72-56 East English.
Okay, that pretty much wraps up what you just said. Next game, North Farmington versus Oak Park. I'm going to have to take North Farmington in this one. Randy?
I'll take North Farmington in this one, about
63-56.
Nate? Oak Park.
Oh, Steven.
Oh, sorry.
Oak Park 55, North Farmington 49.
I got North Farmington 65, Oak Park 58.
Nate, you're a little late to say your picks. Next time, just wait your turn, buddy.
I got North Farmington over Oak Park, 65-62.
Okay, that wraps up games for Friday, right?
No, that game is today.
Oh, it's today, actually.
That's fine.
Those games are today. Okay.
That'll be interesting.
Interestingly enough, Rouge plays twice this week. Their second game will be against Community. I have Rouge over this one. I think them playing two games will help in this area because they'll be nice and, you know, fresh.
I agree with that. I have Rouge over this one, too. I'll say like 56-50, maybe.
Steven?
Rouge 49, Community 45.
I'm going to have to go with Community over Rouge. Probably going to have to. It's going to be a low-scoring game, 50-46.
Yeah, Community did just win last week, so at the Palace.
At the Palace.
That
was nice.
Crit?
Give me Rouge in this one, 65-60.
Rouge looks like they're going to take this one, according to us. Nathan with the only Community pick. Next game will be Renaissance versus Arthur Hill. Arthur Hill, no question. Eric Davis, no question. Ready?
I'll take Arthur Hill. With Bowen.
Brian Bowen.
Yeah, he's actually good.
Not to mention Eric Davis. Steven?
Yeah, Arthur Hill is too loaded, too deep. Arthur Hill, 72. Renaissance, 59.
Nate?
I got Arthur Hill, 75, Renaissance, 58. I think it's going to be pretty lopsided.
Yeah. Thanks for waiting your turn there, Nate. Crit?
I got Arthur Hill. This is huge. I got Arthur Hill, 75, Renaissance, 40.
Arthur Hill wins this one for us. Next game, Romulus versus Muskegon. Pretty big game. I'm going to have to take Muskegon over this one. Randy?
That's a tough one. I'll hang out on the limb this one. I'll say Muskegon.
Skiing too. Steven?
I think Romulus is in a roll right now after that win over UD. So give me Romulus 67, Muskegon 63.
Oh, Romulus might be on a roll, but I think they're going to be stopped by Muskegon. Nate, what are your thoughts?
Two words. Deontay Davis. Muskegon 72, Romulus 58.
Sounds good. Crit?
I got Muskegon in this one. Muskegon 75, Romulus 65.
Steven with the only Romulus pick. Unfortunately, he's going to take that L. Next game will be Romulus versus Arthur Hill. Romulus plays twice this week, and they have two pretty big matchups. How in the world do they get the two top teams in this whole class? That's pretty tough for them.
I mean, it's just going back to Nate Oates. I mean, trying to schedule tough games.
Yeah, tough game for Romulus. I don't think they're going to be able to pull out two victories. So.
Wow.
I don't think they're going to be able to pull out one, to be honest.
It's kind of hard to say. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'll probably say Arthur Hill.
Eric Davis. That's all I have to say. Steven?
You know, this one's at Romulus, so it's a toss-up. Could go either way. I say Arthur Hill, 74, Romulus, 71.
Nate?
Beginning of the year, I would have, without a doubt, said Arthur Hill. But after their loss to Detroit Western earlier in the year, I'm not convinced. I got Romulus 65, Arthur Hill 58.
Crit?
It's going to be a tough one. decent matchup between Eric Davis and Jalen Walker. I think Eric Davis will win it, and I think Arthur Hill will win this one. Yeah, but I think Eric Davis will win that matchup, so will this team. So give me Arthur Hill 75-60.
Yeah, I think Eric Davis might have a 30 ball. His smooth jump shot, I don't see Jalen Walker's length being able to beat that.
Brian compliments him very well.
He does.
Rio might be a factor.
Maybe. Rio might be a factor, or he might not steal.
Rio's just a factor.
All right, our next game will be U of D versus Milan. Tough match. I'm just going to... 6-1?
They won the Class B state championship last year. Returned
they did.
Returned three starters.
Yeah, they just beat Monroe Jefferson on the 13th, 80-36. That wasn't a challenge, so...
Big matchup for U of D. I think they're going to be challenged in this one. I know they took the loss to Romulus a couple weeks ago or last week. So I think this is going to be their second matchup of the season that they will have some problems. Steven, what do you think?
Yeah, for me, U of D struggles when they have a big physical inside presence. You know,
yeah.
Yante last year, Rio earlier. So, and Milan has Nick Perkins. He's going to Buffalo. So I say, I don't know if Cassius can shoulder the load unless another player steps up for U of D. What do you guys think?
Ready?
I think ultimately UD is going to come out with the win, though, because, like I said last week, Cassius is complimented by Gary Collins as well as the big men down low. They just got to continue to play physical. They have to bring a physical presence or it's going to fall apart, you know?
Yeah. Nate, your thoughts?
I got UD over Milan this one. UD's pissed, especially after their loss against Romulus, and they're not going to lose anymore for the rest of the year. I honestly see that with this team.
Does that include the Arthur Hill game?
I don't think they're going to lose. Definitely.
At Arthur Hill.
It doesn't matter.
UD has one of the best student sections in the state. I mean, they can make a big call.
Yeah, exactly. And then that defense, one of the best in the state. I mean, they're holding everybody that they play this year below their season average in field goal percentage, as well as points. I got UD in a grinder victory in this one, 62-56.
Yeah, I got UD in this one.
Tough. Crit, your thoughts?
I got UD as well. I think Cash Winston will have a good 30-point game. I think Gary Collins, though, is a key factor. He'll step up. He'll score 20, have a good defensive effort. I think Ike Eke will contribute a double-double. I think UD gets his close one by 5.
Yeah, I think, like I said earlier, U of D will pull this one out. And not to mention Gary Collins. I forget about him sometimes. His athleticism might show up in this game. He doesn't dunk the ball a lot, but I think he's gonna get a couple dunks off.
He should really showcase his talent.
I mean,
yeah, that
he's gonna have to guard Latin Davis, who's going to Youngstown State next year.
I don't think that would be a problem.
His play against Morgan Parks,
Marcus Levet
was phenomenal, and he managed to put up 17 points.
Yes.
So
and most of his points come in garbage time. So
yeah, so I think him having a defensive matchup doesn't affect his offensive abilities at all.
That actually, I think when Gary has a better defensive,
yeah, he does.
Challenge, play. He plays better.
He plays way better. And that wraps it up with this week's Prep Ball Report. We'll be back at you with more news about the thrilling shakeups that take place in high school basketball next week. But until then, see you next time.